This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I just want to live in peace. Is that too much to ask? It's something that is easy to say to living people sometimes and can be just as frustrating as well if you're talking about the paranormal as well or the non-living. Sometimes other living people are not too keen on others living in peace. They thrive on chaos. That's never fun. But sometimes you can reason with them or by legal matters, inch them away from you so you can live in peace. With ghosts? Well, that's a little more tricky. You can ask. You can do exorcisms. You can cleanse. You can do, but it doesn't always work. Sometimes it's just there and it doesn't want to leave. And it does everything it can to get its space back and to get you out of it. That seems to be what's happening in our next story. As one woman simply wants to live in peace in her new house that she knows has a storied history, a negative one too. One in which she may not be the first to be tormented by something very dark from the past of that house. Take a listen. I do not know what I'm dealing with. And to be honest, it's scaring me. I've had experiences recently with what I might call intense poltergeist activity. I'm unsure, however, to what is exactly causing the problems. It's gotten me sitting on pins and needles all the time, as I cannot ignore what is happening any longer. I'm writing in this story. First, I'll start with the beginning events. I have heard and seen doors opening by themselves. At first, I thought it may be the wind creating a vacuum as it gushed past the windows, which would in turn pull the doors open. But after hearing the door to my mom's room open itself recently, I'm now unsure. I could tell because it's an old door handle and makes a grinding noise when the handle is turned. I walked up the hallway to confirm my suspicion, and sure enough, the door was wide open. I had walked past it in minutes before it was closed. My sister and I were the only ones home at the time, and she heard it as well. We were both in the lounge room at the other end of the hall. I've also seen my bedroom door swing open violently, usually as I walk up to it to enter my room. It only concerned me recently when I saw that this still happened if I shut all the doors and windows in the house. Even as I type this story, I can see the front door to the house, which enters onto the lounge room, moving back and forth irregularly, about 2 feet each way. It only moves if I'm looking at it. Even earlier tonight, our beautiful cat Ringo was let inside. He's placid, friendly, and playful, and usually sits next to me on the lounge when inside, but he would not go much further than the front door when let inside tonight. I did not take it seriously, so I went into the kitchen to check on dinner. Not burning. He came running past me as if a dog was chasing him. He ran straight into the corner of the sunroom next to the kitchen and had himself in the corner, clearly distressed with his ears down and eyes wide open. I scooped him up and he jumped out of my arms, and as soon as I opened the front door, I've also seen moving shadows sometimes against the wall, but mostly as something that walks past my bedroom door when it's closed at night. We leave the hall light on at night. The first time I saw it, I was on my bed reading, and as I became bored with the textbook I was trying to get through, I looked towards the door and saw a shadow go past. I saw it as it passed the door through the gap underneath the door. Unfortunately, I could not find a logical explanation. No one had walked past my door, and there were no pets in the house anywhere. Not that long ago, I was trying to get to sleep, and I saw a crisp, full silhouette of someone who looked like a tall man against the wall at the end of my bed. The shadow caught my attention. I could see it moving around. I've also heard scratching, not the sort that comes from rats, but similar, as if someone ran their nails down a chalkboard. The walls in our house are gypsum board, similar texture to blackboard, so it really freaked me out. Stuff also goes missing all the time. If I leave something on my desk, for instance, it nearly always goes missing, and I end up finding it some strange area, like behind another piece of furniture. This has happened to everyone else in our house as well. My sister's stuff goes missing all the time. One example being she left a toy Tamagotchi on her dressing table recently, and when she woke up to go play with it, it was gone. She never found it. Also, my mom recently bought a few groceries after she finished work. Tomatoes, tomato sauce, cheese, etc. A few weeks ago, and instead of putting the stuff away immediately, as per usual, she left it on the kitchen floor and went to have a nap as she was exhausted and needed to get rid of a migraine. I came home later that day at around the same time as my sister finished school. And sometime after that, my mom asked me where I put the tomato sauce, assuming I put the groceries away. All I could tell her is that I did not know what she was talking about. My sister also knew nothing about these phantom groceries. And after a while of looking with some yelling and explicitives, she gave up. She found the groceries rotting behind a blanket box in her room. A night later, she's still stumped as to how they got from the kitchen to behind a piece of furniture in her room without anyone moving them, and when she was the only one home. I always feel something is watching me when I get home, especially if I'm alone. I have had a singular hand grasp my arm at about 2:30 in the morning. This has happened before, and the hand often seems to go past my arm and touches my waist. As it simply goes past or through my arm, I have also heard deep breathing next to me as I try to go to sleep. This often happens. I became concerned when my sister said recently that this has been happening to her, except it's been grasping her waist and she says it slapped her once. I've also felt something touch me around the neck, and strangely, my foot and wrists have felt like someone is grabbing them. Also, I occasionally hear what sounds like something heavy being dragged across the floor of my room at night. It's a persistent noise, and it goes on for over half an hour every time. I also saw a piece of paper with a paperweight on it recently slide across the floor of my room as I walked back in there to get something. It was on my desk before. I've also heard what sounds like more than one person, 2 to 3 people, running down a hall of our house at night. Come out of my room to check out what was going on, and immediately noticed no one was there. And the lights were still off. This is when I became scared. An important person in our family died nearly a year ago from now, and I simply assumed these events were from him. Well, some of them anyway. However, my sister said that this stuff was happening to her at least a year before this person died, and I've been quite concerned after learning of this information. I just wished my sister had told me, or at least someone, this before. She's also experienced banging against the windows and walls, which has happened to her a lot. This seems to happen when she's alone or out of my eyesight. This happened again the other day, and tonight she walked into the kitchen to get a glass of water, and as she left my sight, I heard very loud thumping on the sunroom windows. This is a room that used to be a veranda and has now been enclosed with windows. It's next to the kitchen. Our house is elevated off the ground, so no one outside could have done this. And it was nighttime, so a bird could not have flown into the window. And it was not windy, so nothing could have pushed branches from a tree outside against the windows. And most importantly, it sounded like someone was doing it rather than anything I mentioned in the sentences above. I've also seen a table in the same room of our house shake. This happened a bit over a year ago, again before this family member died. I called my dad to have a look at it, and he dismissed it as movement from walking in the house. I'm not so sure. It seemed to move regardless of whether anyone was moving or not to me. It was shaking just like a person was shaking it. When I sit down, it sometimes feels like someone is shaking the chair or lounge I'm sitting on. I've also had stuff that I would describe as being thrown at me in the kitchen. The last time this happened, for example, I was in front of the sink washing up when a brush from the dustpan and brush set was thrown at me from the thin air. It did not hit me, but it did strike the exposed side of the sink with a large bang. I ignored it by not reacting to what happened in an obvious way, but all I could think about was the force it was thrown with. A similar event happened when I was peeling potatoes recently at the sink, and it felt like someone was touching my hair. I kept turning around, fully expecting someone to be behind me. I was then shocked when a muffin tin I had leant against the dish stacker looked like it was briefly picked up and thrown back to where I put it, resulting in another loud bang. I also noticed when I turned around, the door to my room was closed and the light was off, so I left it before going into the kitchen. After the muffin tin was thrown, the door to my room was open and the light was on. I was home by myself at the time. Also, a few months ago, I woke up in the morning, and when I left my room to enter the kitchen, across from my room, I realized pretty much everything left on the kitchen counter and table was scattered all over the floor. Everything was everywhere, and the kitchen was a complete mess. No one knew anything about it. This has demonstrated the strength of what I'm dealing with. I've also had occasional nightmares where I'm in the kitchen, random objects are thrown at me. I cannot think of any reason such an entity would be inside our house. I have not been using a Ouija board, for example. The only thing I can think of is that I've been watching ghost videos on YouTube lately. This is me trying to research what is harassing me. I was in the lounge room at night when I turned to look at the window beside me. It looked like a face was behind me when I looked at the glass. Its face was pale, khaki-colored, and featureless, but had the general structure and shape of a human face. Perhaps the entity got a few ideas to entertain itself. The TV in the lounge room sometimes turns itself off. And, a while ago, we just bought a new TV. When I turned it on to use the second time, it did not work, and I had to quickly unplug it, as it had caught on fire. I had to smother it with clothes. It ended up being taken to the dump sometime afterward. I can also remember nearly 2 years ago, it was past midnight. I went to the kitchen to get a glass of milk and I noticed all four elements on the stove were on. I turned them off and complained about it the next day. And yes, no one knew anything about it. This has happened several times since then. There was one time I was in the lounge room and I heard a large crack and heard the smoke alarm go off. I could see the walls of the kitchen glowing red, and when I entered the room, I saw there was a small fire on top of the stove. I left a plate covered in paper towels and bacon fat from cooking bacon beforehand on one of the elements when I safely turned the stove off. I then tidied up the kitchen a little and went to sit in the lounge room to do some studying. About 15 minutes later, I heard the crack and noticed there was a fire. The element in that plate was sitting on top of had been turned on somehow. I know that I checked that stove was off as I double check all appliances are turned off before I leave the kitchen. I've also heard banging noises. It sounded like someone is pounding against the door frames or struts in the wall, and sounds that are like metal objects being clashed together. There have been a few times I was sure I could hear growling sounds, kind of like a dog, but sort of muffled outside my bedroom door. And one time it was next to me. I cannot be certain, but I feel this is what I heard. These sounds always happen in the middle of the night. Another recent event happened during nighttime a few nights ago. I came out of my room at around 3 a.m. and saw a pair of gleaming white eyes just outside my bedroom door. I was not scared so much as shocked. They were a pair of eyes. As I stood there staring at them, as they stared at me, they faded away after about 6 seconds. And as they did, they became a pale blue color before being lowered when they vanished. I knew I could not explain that one away. So I realized I needed to do something about what was happening. I do know that bad and unfortunate events have happened in our house before we moved in, so I assume this has something to do with it. There were some negative characters that lived in our house, but all I really know is that a woman moved to our house about a month before we lived there and apparently became suddenly depressed. According to our next door neighbor, she committed suicide under the house the night after moving there. I found some of the stuff she had written on apparently before she died and would have to say her mind was in a very dark, sad, and very strange place. I felt very sad and confused just trying to read what she had written down. I did notice weird stuff when we moved in, but these events have only become unbearable recently. The events happened immediately after we moved in and recently, which were two difficult times in our family. which makes me think this is not the woman's angry, depressed spirit, but something nastier. Please, if anyone can give me some information about what I may be dealing with and some information how to gently get rid of it, or not so gently perhaps, if there is a selective way of getting rid of this entity without affecting other spirits that may dwell within this house. This to say something that does not necessarily involve a full-fledged exorcism or something over the top, I'd be very grateful to hear any advice. And if anyone has had similar experiences, I just want to live in peace.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.